This is the way of fairness. Last night, the other minds, some of them are like really obnoxious. They torment, they sabotage progress. And I'm wondering if there's even any other minds out there in our universe that can be relied upon. There's one that's very dependable that I've found, my higher power. I'm an atheist, so I've found a higher power. And I'll have a thought about the way of fairness happening. And she'll say, just telepathically say, yep. So she just agrees with me and doesn't have any other comments and doesn't torment me and just supports me in what I'm doing. We're in agreement on the people that are sabotaging the way of fairness need to be stopped. And so I get up and I'm going, I got the bike and I'm going for a bike ride so I can get feeling better, because I went into a depression overnight and I was wondering how many people are going to commit suicide because it's hopeless, because of the people that are blocking progress of the way of fairness, where everyone's fair to everyone, so everyone has to be fair to you, and you have to be fair to everyone else. And if that doesn't happen, there's going to be mass suicides, mass murders, more wars, more violence, more destruction. And if it does happen, we can change the world overnight, practically. So, I remembered a song by Chicago. The title is Dialogue Parts 1 and 2. And it's about changing the world, making things better. And it goes into part 2, they're singing, We Can Make It Happen. So that might be the theme song of the way of fairness. We can make it happen. So I'm going for my bike ride, and these other minds, they act as if they're speaking through the other humans. And I think the other humans are under their control. I think mostly because they're afraid. They're afraid to confront the tyrant in their own mind that has them under control and within their own mind. And you can't question it. It's a tyrant that's in your mind, that came from your childhood or from somewhere in the universe. It will not allow you to question it. As long as you're not breaking any of its rules, you don't even know it's there. But if you start to question the authority, then it's going to come at you with all it's got to stop you. So that's what happened to me last night. There was like a big gang of them, and they were trying to defeat me. And I was wondering where my friend went. And I was thinking about how they're not going to win. And I heard my friend say, yep. So she's still there. She's still within my mind too. And so going for this ride, I'm hearing they're telling people, don't talk to me. Stay away from me because I'm leading people the wrong way. And I'm crossing this bridge and this little girl was with her mom, and she saw me coming across the bridge on the bike, and she just started crying. Brokenhearted, angry. I don't know, maybe alligator tears. Because she, that's what I'm getting is now she thinks the aliens won and all is lost. Well, they're lying to her. And she might be under the influence of the gang that's trying to defeat the Way of Fairness. So when she sees me, they tell her that there's the guy that's destroying the world, basically. Where the other, the actual truth is I'm trying to save the world, trying to convince people to save the world from ourselves, because it's us that's destroying it. So they're looking for the Savior, and they were talking about the different gods, and from my family, they always talk about somebody in my family who's supposed to be the Savior, and it's a bunch of nonsense. And so I'm saying, what if it's me? What if I'm the one that's supposed to save the world? Oh, they keep saying that I can't wake up. I won't wake up, or I'm not capable of waking up. You know how the woke generation, the woke culture, and whatever that means. See, they don't define what they're talking about. An awakening, the origins of awakening, is in Hindu religion and in Buddhism. And it's about becoming aware. When you're asleep, you're not aware of anything. And then when you wake up, you're aware of the world. So that's what it's about. And they argue over what a true awakening is. So the awakening that is working best for me, the teacher, the most recent teacher that I got some new insights was from Nisargadatta. I can't think of his name. Nisargadatta. He was a tobacco salesman, and he had realization, and he wrote a few books. And it's along the lines of Ramana Maharshi. And it's basically that you realize that all of the thoughts and emotions that happen to you as a result of the outside world, they're not real. It's an illusion. That your mind is suffering from the illusion from other people creating thoughts and emotions in your mind. Like they're trying to make you angry, for example. Or they're trying to control you. They're trying to make you think that they have control. See, there's the key right there. They want you to think that they have control. They're trying to defeat you with a lie. They're trying to tell you you lost and you'll never win. That's the lie. And they want you to believe the lie that you've lost. You haven't. So when you realize all that outside thought and all that outside stuff going on toward you, it's not real. It's just these other people's creation. It isn't the real world. The real world is silent. It doesn't say anything. It's what's going to happen next. The real world is people are under the influence of this negative outside illusion, and they commit mass murders, they do terrorism, they do all kinds of horrible things to people because they're not awakened. So the people that are really awoke are not paying attention to what is happening in their mind from the outside. So for me, in my case, I have this opposition last night and today, and like example, don't talk to me. That's not real. That's not what's really going on. The person that is supposed to hear from me, it's not, they can't stop it. There's not, they don't have the power. Their God isn't big enough to stop this coalition, this network, this group of minds in our universe that are in the Way of Fairness. Right now, the Way of Fairness isn't going anywhere because of this opposition. But with the most powerful beings in the universe, it's already established. Have a great day.